Listening Part 3, Exercise A. Following is part of a lecture on the subject of compact discs versus record albums. Okay, let me ask you a question. How many of you have recently purchased a compact disc? Have any of you ever purchased a record? There's no doubt that compact discs have overtaken record albums as the most popular format for consumers to purchase music. But is a digital recording superior to an analog recording? Let's find out. First, understand that what we think of as musical recordings are basically electrical reproductions of sound waves. A singer's voice or a band playing a song makes a sound wave, and it's that wave that is recorded and reproduced. I mention the wave because, believe it or not, it's actually important to the issue here. The term analog comes from the recording process. Analog recordings are intended to vary in a manner analogous to variations in air pressure in the original sound. The grooves on record albums are graphic representations of recorded sound waves. As the stylus, better known as the needle, runs over the grooves, it reproduces the original sounds, which are then amplified and modulated. The quality, or fidelity, of that sound depends on how advanced the stereo system that is processing it is. When these systems were first becoming popular, the better systems were considered hi-fi. The fans of these stereos, often called audiophiles, would embrace each improvement in stereo technology and brag about their hi-fi systems. These audiophiles treated their records with special care, making sure never to touch them with their fingertips to avoid smudges, keeping them dry and always storing them promptly after using them. When compact discs were introduced, they were hailed not only as representing great improvements in sound, but also were considered less fragile than records and practically indestructible. For these reasons, consumers were willing to pay almost 3 times as much for a CD than they were for an album. How was a CD different from a record? First, you've got to understand the difference between digital and analog. Remember, sound appears in waves, so ideally you want to reproduce it as closely as possible to that form. Information that is stored digitally is in bits and bytes, or more simply, in binary code, zeros and ones. For digital recording, all of those sound waves must be broken down into digital information. One way of thinking of it is that analog is a slope, and digital reproduction is an attempt to recreate that slope using millions of tiny steps. Technically speaking, a digital recording doesn't capture the sound wave like an analog recording does, but approximates it as closely as it can. Certain audiophiles who are analog supporters argue that some of the richness of the sound is lost in each one of those steps, no matter how small or undetectable it may be. With the first digital recordings, these steps may have been pronounced. But as the digital capacity has grown and the sampling size has increased, these steps have practically been erased, and the digital process has gained the support of many digital classical musicians who believe that digital recordings are now superior. Another advantage that digital recordings have is that they suffer less deterioration. After 20 years of playing the same disc, the quality should be as good as when it was first played. Now, the same cannot be said for a record. Every time the stylus plays a record, it physically changes it. After it's played many times, the groove will change, and the sound will change with it. You might say it will evolve. When a CD is played, there is no physical contact involved, and the data is read optically using a laser beam. A digital player doesn't actually touch. It merely runs a laser over information and reads it optically. So, is digital better than analog? The recording industry has chosen a hybrid solution. Most recording engineers utilize both methods in creating recordings, using the specialized and sensitive analog equipment to detect the sound waves, and then immediately capturing them as rich samples of digital information to ensure that they are preserved as authentically as possible.